Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What up, everybody? JP Finley is getting into the studio. Just finished working out.
I lost track of time.
The man looks like Adonis right now.
I also just had a Twinkie.
In his dreams.
I was talking to the Junks. It's always a pleasure to talk to the Junks, and I had no idea what time it was.
I was dying laughing riding in listening to him, though.
10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, yes. In points north, south, east, and west. We have a ton to discuss. It is Tell the Truth Tuesday. We will start our significant true or false segments at 10:30. 11:30, Barstool Nate will join us live from Vegas. He's at the World Series of Poker. Ooh. Cody's probably drooling about that. 12:30, our guy Pete Haley to talk a little Washington football. 1 o'clock, we go around the league. Cannot wait to hear B. Mitch on this Vic Fangio, John Harbaugh thing. Don't tell me now. Tell me at 1 o'clock.
I'm not going to tell you. But you could probably imagine what I'm going to say.
The fallout obviously continues from the major story that we broke here yesterday on 106.7 The Fan. The head athletic trainer of the Washington football team has been detained, at least, by federal authorities, including the Drug Enforcement. Is it?
Administration.
Administration, thank you. They raided the park last Friday. They raided his home in Ashburn. I mean, the story is so wild.
I just know when it gets to that point, whatever rumor or whatever thought you have prior, just get rid of it because the DEA don't raid you unless they have reason to.
Totally. But I got a question, though, B. Mm-hmm. Why there have been no arrests or charges made? Isn't that kind of weird?
Has he been arrested?
No.
He hadn't been charged?
No.
Okay, why did they raid then?
I don't know.
So they listen to me. There were a lot of names and stuff pop up in other situations I've heard. There's nothing going on, but believe me, they know the questions that they're asking. They know the answers to the questions they're asking.
Certainly. It is bizarre to me that I feel like usually when there's a raid, somebody's leaving in handcuffs. Now I am no raider. I am not Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. I am not Derek Carr and the Las Vegas Raiders. I don't know how raids work. I've never been on one. I've never been subject to one. I hope never to be involved in a raid. But I feel like usually, like I think of Goodfellas, and when they come in and raid, they're walking dudes out in handcuffs.
Yeah, so, I understand that point, but I'm going to say this. I don't think people raid just because they think.
Totally.
They raid.
Especially
they
the
know.
Feds.
Yeah, they raid because they know. And I think it's easy if you look at it and say, okay, why this, why that? Okay, well, we got to find out and see what exactly we got the information because they don't like to do certain things unless it's going to stick. So I say it's kind of a black eye right now, and it's something you got to get past. And that's what I think athletes are very good at, compartmentalizing things, and it's not their focus. Anybody whoever has the closest relationship with Ryan Vermillion, it's their focus. They got to worry about it. But players, they're going to keep moving.
If for some reason this dude doesn't get arrested and doesn't get charged with anything, mm-hmm. What a mess for him in his life, right? Yeah. I mean, we don't know, but it's obviously an issue for the Washington football team, and I know they're going to try to get past it, but it's there.
Have you considered the possibility, that the DEA heard that the head trainer of an unnamed football team was involved in some drug stuff, and they just falsely assumed it was Washington?
I had not considered that possibility, Landfill, but one of my favorite responses on Twitter yesterday, and yesterday was a crazy day. I was live on Channel 4 all afternoon, and it's always fun to break news, and Grant and I worked it together, and it was just fun. But one of the best responses I got was, if this dude's giving them steroids, they ain't working.
But I just think that, you know, it's – I think when people start thinking about athletics and you start imagining or wondering why this could happen, but you have to understand back in the day, there were all types of things going on, and people, a lot of the rules were changed as far as how you administer drugs, basically, because a lot of these pain medications are considered opiates, okay?
Right.
And you can't just hand them out. And I think that could be
the rules on that stuff have changed significantly over the last 10 years also.
Yes.
Rightfully so, I would add. But it's an interesting situation. We're going to talk about it for a couple minutes now, but the rest of the show, we're talking football. Unless more news emerges. I did want to play this. So Ron Rivera joined the Junkies this morning, as he does every Tuesday. And the Junks asked him about yesterday's news. And I thought it was a really well-formed question. I think EB asked it. I'm not sure. But basically, it seems like there's always something wrong in Ashburn, and the Junkies asked Ron Rivera about it.
Well, that's what we're trying to correct. That's what we're trying to fix, but for whatever reason, we just keep getting drawn back into things. So, guys, at the end of the day, we're going to let this play out, and we'll trust in the system, and we'll go from there. I can't talk about this. This is a legal matter, and quite honestly, I wasn't there. I literally just left to get my car washed.
I love the, like, kind of random detail of the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
What I know from talking to sources is the raid happened last Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. like late in the afternoon, I think 4:30,
I think they know what they're doing. They know in the building it's going to be just a little bit less people
right.
there.
How often were you in the building Sunday 1 o'clock game, Friday at 4 o'clock?
Never.
Right. That is.
We got off practice early, and I think that was a quick shower day.
Right. I don't know that fans understand that Friday in the NFL is widely considered Fast Friday. Everything happens quick. Players want out. Coaches want out. That's usually a night to be with your family before a travel day on Saturday, or even if it's a home game, you have to go to the team hotel. So Fridays are ghost towns after 2:30, 3 o'clock at NFL facilities. And to your point, B-Mitch, I don't think that was an accident whatsoever.
But I just think that when he said that, you know, we're trying to get away from that, you got to realize the person that's at the helm of this was not here before. He came in with Ron.
Right.
And I think that's the ultimate thing that he needs to be more concerned about instead of acting as if, oh, yeah, this stuff just always there. We're trying to get past all that. No, this is someone that came with you. So that's a different ballgame.
Yeah, I mean, you can't hide from the fact that Ron and Ryan Vermillion have worked together for over a decade, and when Rivera got the job here, one of his first hires was to bring Vermillion in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's been some turnover in the training staff there. Larry Hess was the longtime trainer that was outed when Ron got the job. Dr. Robin West, I find, is interesting in all of this. Robin West was the doctor that cleared Alex Smith that was working with the organization for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then she left, I believe, when there was some kind of discord between Alex Smith said his doctors had cleared him and the team doctors had not. And there was that, if you remember last August, or I guess August of 2020, you know, there was that he was cleared, but not cleared for football activity. And there's a lot of like interesting subplots to all of this, but all, like Ron said, mm-hmm. it's an investigation. It's all got to get kind of worked out. At this point, all we can do is present the facts we know and then kind of look to the Saints game is where I'm at, B. I don't want to gloss over anything, but it's the feds. They're going to do what they want to do, and Washington's going to play the Saints this weekend.
Exactly.
So I want
it is one of those situations where all you can do is keep moving forward. You can think what you want, but you know what? They're going to tell you what you should be thinking. Point blank. That's where it's going to go.
Totally. So we got true or false coming up in about 10 minutes. Cody Betts has a number of really good ones. I got some good ones. What I want to talk about right now is the Monday Night Football game. Well, I want to talk about a few things. Somehow, for whatever reason, in the group text thread, Landfill just texted that the Mets are not in the playoffs.
I was asking the question.
You asked if the Mets were in the playoffs?
I just asked the question because it's something I was reading on this promo I had to
do. Oh, all right. That, yeah. I was very confused.
Yeah.
Because the Yankees play the Red Sox tonight. I know that. But I'm going to go back to last night at 9:47 p.m., B. Mitch sent this text to the group thread. He said, "This taunting crap is total," and then in all caps with three exclamation points wrote, "Bull ship." Let's talk through the taunting call last night. Landfill responded with horrific call. Obviously a terrible call.
I mean, he's not looking at the guy. He got a play. He's excited. He spikes the ball. Okay? If I turn and look at you and spike the ball in your face or right at you, yes. But he spiked the ball walking away, and the ball took a crazy bounce. But the referees have to be a little bit more, little smarter than that. And I understand the league is trying to take away certain things, but they have made this thing now a point of contention where it was never a problem. When was the last time you saw all-out brawl because of somebody taunting somebody? So now we've got these 15-yard penalties, and this is on top of it. If he has another one like this, we could kick him out of the game. He didn't taunt the first damn time.
Another one like what?
If he had another a 15-yarder, like a taunting again, you're out. It's two of those, and then you're kicked out the game. Ah, that's ridiculous, man. I think they got to get past that or teach the refs. Educate them on what's really taunting, because that was not taunting. They said, you can celebrate. That's what he was doing. He was celebrating. It's crazy. This is the funny thing, okay? When taunting normally happens, one of the opposing players will react to it, right or wrong.
Totally. Those players
just walked off as if nothing ever happened. They knew it was a no taunting. He just spiked the ball and celebrated. The players don't even react, and the refs are throwing 15-yard penalties with the possibility of kicking somebody out of a game, and I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, it's such over-litigation of a football game.
It's stupid.
Refs make bad calls all the time, let alone throwing something else on their plate. I've told you, if your goal is really to end taunting, and you have buy-in from the players, like the owners claim, and like the competition committee claims, you appoint a taunting czar, you appoint a taunting official with the league, mm-hmm. and it's a former player that understands what is celebrating, what is taunting, what is going too far, and yeah. they watch the tape during the week, and they assess fines.
Yeah.
That's how you get rid of it, not with terrible calls on the field.
See, I just think that it is something that has always been there. But then all of a sudden this year they're saying we're going to, you know, we're going to focus on this a little bit more. Why? It hasn't been there. It hasn't been nothing that's been a problem. So why are you focusing on it more right now and have this situation where you may kick a guy out of a game and for what?
It's crazy.
I mean, if you're taunting, you're in somebody's face, I can understand that. But something that's not even taunting, I think is the dumbest thing in the world.
All right. A couple of things before we start telling the truth here. Our guy Ahmet took a tough L last night. Ahmet had a $300 parlay, three-leg parlay. I believe he had the Ravens to win and the Seahawks to win.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those hit. His third game was last night. He needed the Raiders to win, and he would have cleared $3,500, Landfill?
I think 32, but yeah, it was a lot of money.
The Raiders did not win.
They did not.
Close.
They took a hard L.
They got handled.
And the tough part is when you have that kind of odds, like 10-1 odds basically, you can't really hedge that because the money that's down isn't enough to hedge with. I mean, I suppose you could and make $100 back or something, but I was rooting for him. It gave that game a lot more juice watching it, knowing that there was 3,200 on the line.
Oh, man.
I also think you're kind of glossing over something about Monday Night Football. The Manning cast wasn't on last night, so I had to just watch the regular broadcast. And Brian Griese and Louis Riddick sound exactly alike, and it's kind of infuriating.
Yeah, after he texted that, I started listening to him. I'm like, damn, he's not lying. And I just started laughing, and Monica's like, what the hell are you laughing at? I say, listen to this. Tell me when you know somebody is different. So I say, it's the same guy talking. No, it's not.
It's two different dudes.
It's two different people sounding just the same.
Inexplicably, nobody at ESPN realized they sound exactly alike. The only reason I could tell them apart is half the time Brian Griese talks, he'll say, you know, Lewis, I don't think the linebackers are playing very well. And it's one of those situations. But it's a disaster, and they need to drop one of them. Just that simple.
I kind of like the broadcast. I'm all right with it. I have also realized, by and large, I'm pretty easygoing when it comes to, like, broadcasts or, like, if you ever watch those singing shows, I'm always like, yeah, that person's fine. I don't know. Maybe I'm just nicer than you, Landfill.
Or maybe you're just not really paying attention.
I think both of them are fine. It's just I'm just angry that I can't tell them apart, and I'm also angry that the Mannings weren't on my TV, and I want Congress to investigate.
Or the DEA. Perhaps. Last thing before we get into Tell the Truth. You guys always make fun of my eating prowess, of how I like small cheeseburgers and how I split a steak last week with Michael Phillips. So the one thing that I can punish in this world, I can eat millions of these things. Halloween-sized Kit Kats. This is my go-to. And I was at the grocery store last night. And I saw a bag of these. It was the ultimate impulse buy. I bought them. Now, I've already had probably five or six since, like, last night at 7 o'clock.
So that workout this morning did nothing because you already are out there.
B-Mitch, I had two of these in the car on the way down to the workout. So I'm going to – you guys can set an over-under. How many of these do you think I can eat during today's show? Now, these are – so we're clear. Cody, you can post a picture on the Twitter or whatever.
Well, if you, either you're going to eat them or they're going to melt Halloween because it's hot as hell in the studio.
It is hot as hell in here. You think I got 10, Landfill?
We have to take control out of Drab's hands.
Drab, I mean, is mad with power.
I have to stop walking into hell every day. This is hell today.
It's mad. He's mad with power. You just got done talking about how you could crush a million, and then you want to set the over-under at 10?
What do you want it to be?
You said you already ate five. That's only five more.
No, I've had two this morning.
All right, two.
Does that count?
No. How many are in the bag?
I don't know, dude. You're going to count?
Whatever's in the bag minus six, that's the over-under.
Whatever's in the bag minus six, that's a B-Mitch is now pouring them out to count them. Cody, come get a picture of all this. Hold on, I can take a picture.
That's 5, 10,
that's,
15.
That's starting to look like a lot.
15, eat them all.
No, but he said minus six, make it 14.
So 9.
So I have to eat 14.
Didn't he say there were 15 in the bag?
No, it appears there's 20 in the bag.
20, okay.
And I have to eat 16. That's a lot of Kit Kats, dude.
All right, so because we'll make it 13 and a half. That'll be the line.
Yeah, that's what I mean, 14.
All right, well, I'll start right now.
All right.
I'm going to go put some.
You have to eat all these by when?
By the time the show ends.
That's too damn long. No, we got to make it 1:30.
It's 14 Kit Kats.
Look, it's damn near, it's only 3 hours from this point. No,
you talked about how many of them you can eat.
All right, I'm going to go put them in the fridge, though.
All right.
1:30.
When we return, true or false, and I'm going to crush Kit.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That's all damn day. Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I've already had three Kit Kats, if you're keeping track at home. I'm on a torrid pace.
Never let your spirits down.
It's Tell the Truth Tuesday. Make sure you're following along on social media. Cody Betts will document the Kit Kat intake. I got no problem.
Okay, let me just tell you, listen, I want you to break this down for you, okay? It's 140 calories per pack.
Per little thing?
And you're eating
Damn.
14.
That's a lot more than I thought.
Well, you know, you don't care. 1,960 calories plus the two you already had.
How many calories are you supposed to have a day?
I know not this much in fatness stuff. So you have 2,240 calories of things you're going to be eating that I don't think you can work that off today. That little fake workout you did this morning, nowhere close to it.
It was a Cody workout. It wasn't fake. But
yeah, nowhere close to this.
Here's my thing. But whatever. We don't need to talk about working out. But I'm not, like, trying to lose weight anymore. I'm just trying to be healthy and active.
Okay.
Maybe this isn't healthy, though.
I mean, see, that's the whole thing about it. I'm not trying to lose weight. I'm trying to be healthy and happy. But you're eating 5 grams of saturated fat.
But you guys give me grief when I don't eat a lot. So this is one thing I can eat
all,
a lot
no,
of.
No. Try that with somebody that's stupid. Then
you give me a hard time for ordering a little cheeseburger.
Let's take 18 you got 14 sugar is the worst thing for you.
Do you not give me a hard time when I order a little cheeseburger?
I'd rather you eat a cheeseburger than just opening up a bag of sugar and just opening it down and pouring it down your throat. That's what you're doing right now. But yeah. you put it out there, go for it.
I'll get it done. Don't worry. Yeah. I appreciate your concern.
I'm not really concerned. I'm just saying what you're doing.
I'm aware of that.
That workout you did this morning, worthless.
Well, it still occurred, and it was good fellowship between me and Cody. Here's what I want to do. It's time to start getting down to the truth of this Washington football team. We have a bunch of true or false statements prepared. And we'll all react. We'll take calls. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I want to start here. Sacks are not the end-all statistic for defensive linemen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is not the single most important statistic for defensive linemen. I recognize that. You recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody here recognizes that, right? That said, true or false, Chase Young, this is a statement. Chase Young has 0 sacks through 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
True or false, Chase Young ends the season with 7 sacks or fewer.
I'm going to go false. The reason I said, because one thing about sacks, they come in bunches. And if you get one, you probably get two. And sacks may not be the end-all, be-all, but I think you have to be pressuring the quarterback consistently to be able to get those. Did anybody happen to see the Monday Night Football game last night?
I watched.
Did you see Bosa and Awusa? They lived around Carr. Carr was uncomfortable all night. If we can at least do something like that. Now, I know we talked about the player. We also talked about the coaches. When I watched Bosa last night, Bosa goes outside and bends the corner. He goes up and under. He goes through. That wasn't a scheme for him. That was just his will is better than the person that was blocking him. So something's going to have to change because, like, last year I saw a lot of the Bosa in Chase. I need to start seeing that more now. And if he plays like he played last year, that's a true statement. I mean, a false statement. If he keeps doing what he's been doing, it's a true statement.
Sure. How about this one? Right now, the Washington football team, collectively, all of them, through four games, have seven sacks.
Okay.
Four games, seven sacks. Which, if you had told us that on August 15th, people would have thrown you out of the building.
Uh-huh.
That they are tied with seven other teams for the fifth worst sack total in the NFL.
The only bad thing about that, those seven other teams were not praised as the possibly being the best defense in the league.
You want to hear the seven other teams?
Name them.
So some bad ones. Texans, Falcons. Some good ones here too, though. Or some teams that we expected to be good. Packers, Chiefs, Bucks, Dolphins. Now, like you said, sacks come in bunches, but here's my statement. True or false? The Washington football team finishes the season ranked in the bottom five for team sacks. These kind of go hand in hand.
I'll go false at this point because, you know, I just have more faith in the talent on this team based off of what I saw last year to think that they're going to stay where they are.
I mean, I largely agree with you, but it gets harder and harder to believe it, you know?
It does.
Especially consider the quarterbacks coming up. Now, Jameis is not particularly mobile. You can get to Jameis. But then you got Mahomes, Rodgers. I would think Teddy Bridgewater is back by Halloween. Then you go Brady, Darnold, who all of a sudden looks like Michael Vick. Darnold's got like five rush touchdowns. Russ Wilson, Derek Carr, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, Danny Dimes.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of statues there. I mean, the most statuesque quarterback they face is Tom Brady by a mile, but that dude makes love to the pocket. He's a ballerina on his feet.
Yes,
he can move a little bit. So if you're expecting this huge sack game, It'll have to come because the defensive line is just better. You don't have a quarterback there.
Defensive line better or the secondary gets better and has some coverage sacks.
That seems about as probable as me running a marathon after I eat all these Kit Kats.
This is the one day where I got some hope for the positivity.
It's B-Mitch positivity for the secondary Tuesday.
I guess. I just think they can't stay this bad.
All right, I know Cody has a bunch of these. I got one more here before I got more for later, but the injury bug obviously presenting a massive problem for the Washington football team.
Mm-hmm.
You lose John Bostic, you lose Torrey McTyer for the year. Those are blows, but they're not major, major blows. Bostic is your starting linebacker. He plays a lot, but I'm not sure how much better he is than a replacement level linebacker. We're going to do a deep dive conversation on linebackers specifically at noon. But Logan Thomas, Brandon Scherff, sounds like they'll both at least be out this week.
Mm-hmm.
Scherff could go 2 or 3 weeks. Logan Thomas, they say, is week to week. Okay?
Yep.
True or false, Logan Thomas and Brandon Scherff miss a combined 4 games or fewer for the Washington football team?
4 games or fewer? combined, I'm going to go false.
You think it'll go over?
Yeah, I think Brandon's deal is for 2 to 3 weeks.
And Logan is week to week.
I'm looking at more him. I'm going to look at 3, and I think Logan will probably miss 2.
That's why I said it at 4. I think losing both those guys is a really, really big deal.
You would think that Curtis Samuels being there now would probably alleviate a little bit of missing Logan.
I agree with that. I just think Logan's such a good red zone target.
Seals Jones would have to just play better.
Yeah, and you know what? Ron was talking about Seals Jones in his interview with the Junkies today, and Seals Jones has made some plays. You don't want to discount him. Sammy's Reyes is going to get a chance. You got to figure.
Sammy's Reyes is very athletic, but he better get aware. He didn't even know the guy was about to hit him. He's just running. You better be aware of what's about to happen. Then again, when you don't tense up too much, that kind of saves you from getting hurt. So,
Ron
but
called
he's athletic as hell.
Totally, Ron called Reyes the best blocking tight end they had. He said that repeatedly.
Yeah, I understand. But if he's in the game just to block, the defense will know he's going to be blocking. You got to catch the ball too. Make me see you can do more than just one thing.
It'll be interesting. I can't imagine they plan on leaning on Reyes too much, but you never know. I think not having Logan Thomas in the red zone is going to be tough for Taylor Heinicke. Those two have a good rapport, but Heinicke makes plays, and I imagine he will keep doing that for the Washington football team. Cody, you got a bunch of these ready to rock, is my understanding? All right, we're going to go to Cody's list of true or false next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shout out to Brock Cheesner for bringing the truth. We're confronting Drab T-Shirt about his heat addiction. The guy's wearing jeans and a hoodie, and he's got it set at 85. And I tell you, you know when things start happening around here in Lampville? When B-Mitch starts complaining.
That's true.
Nobody listens to me. Nobody listens to Lampville. Nope. But when Brian Mitchell starts talking.
You can do it every day, though.
Right.
All day.
I'm just background noise at this point. B-Mitch picks and chooses his spots. But B said something today.
Yeah, I was like, why am I sweating? And then you agreed. And then finally Cody comes in. But Drabney started turning this thing. They get off at 10, turn the air on it at 9.
Like, give us 9:30.
9.
How does Valdez handle it? Because Valdez doesn't seem as cold-blooded as Drab or whatever occurs.
I think he's maybe just adapted to it after a decade of working with him.
Like, Valdez moved to the desert and just had to get used to it, basically.
Drab is clearly a lizard person. Like, that's how that's how he's able to handle this.
And Drab's from the Pacific Northwest that is cold and wet.
But here, my theory is this.
He lived in the Arizona, though, right?
He went to college in Arizona, and I feel like those were the best years of his life. And he comes in here each morning and tries to recreate that climate, and successfully does by making it like 85 degrees.
Yeah, but when people go to Arizona, they don't have on sweatshirts and jeans. They have on shorts, or be damned, as least amounts of clothes possible you can have. By a pool or something.
Let's go there.
I have never worn a sweatshirt in Arizona.
I've been in Arizona when it's cool in the winter.
I still don't wear a sweatshirt because I'm not there to be outside per se when it's that cold. But I will be by a pool at the W or the house that I'm renting when I go. Just saying.
When are you going?
Tomorrow.
Winter. All right, Cody, hit us with some facts, buddy.
Taylor Heinicke is eighth in the league in completion percentage with a 69.5%. He is 11th in passing touchdowns with 8, and he's 9th overall in QBR with 105.9.
Wow.
Is Taylor Heinicke a top 15 NFL quarterback?
No.
I mean, all his stats were top 10.
He's only been sacked 3 times, which is 33rd lowest.
I'm surprised that his touchdown numbers are that high, knowing he missed the first half of the first game.
I went through the quarterbacks list here, and I think at 15 is where it gets dicey. You've got guys like Jones up in New York. You've got Jared Goff. You've got Matt Ryan, Joe Burrow, Jimmy G, and Jalen Hurts. Is Taylor Heinicke not better than any of those guys? I've also got Tannehill as number 14.
I don't know if he's better than Matt Ryan completely right now, and I don't know if Tannehill.
He just
now,
beat him.
Beating him has nothing to do with the quarterbacks being better than each other. That got something to do with the defenses that you play.
Well, let's do this. So the question, Cody, is Heinicke a top 15 passer?
And
I said
no, I don't think so.
So let's go through and name who we obviously know is better, right?
Why do we have to go through all this? It's true and false, isn't it? I mean,
so it's false to you, but the way okay, I'm going to answer this is
if it's true to you, say true.
But I'm going to try to figure this out because it's not just an immediate, like.
It's immediately no to me right now.
It's not to me.
Okay.
So I'd go Kyler, Brady. I mean, there's a number of guys that are obviously ahead of him, right? But then you get to, I don't know. I mean, is he not better than Jalen Hurts right now? Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold. Are you buying Sam Darnold over Taylor Heinicke?
Yeah. Based on what he's done so far this year, hell yeah.
Heinicke's numbers are as good.
I would say that I'm going to take Darnold over Heinicke this year right now.
Okay. I don't know that I would.
And I'm not trying to get you to, but I'm telling you what Brian Mitchell thinks. You ask me a question, I give you my thoughts.
So I'm a completion percentage guy. Heinicke's at damn near 70%. Darnold's at 67. It's also still a small sample
67,
size.
67,
like,
69.
Like that'll kind of. Sure. I'm with you there. Darnold's been impressive with his legs. I didn't expect that at all. I mean, you look at QB rating, which is such a weird stat. It goes up to like 160. If the question is Heinicke a top half of the league, which is basically what you're saying, quarterback? I would say true, the way he's played through 3.5 games. I mean, the half of the league's 16. You said 15, right? Yeah, I'll go true on that. The question has been, can he stay healthy? It's not that he doesn't produce.
My whole thing, you asked a question. I gave you my answer. I don't have to justify it's a true or false, right or wrong.
Sure.
And if you feel it's better, you can go through whatever you want. I still say false.
That's fine. I think you can make an argument statistically that he's top 10. I wouldn't argue that.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing about it, okay? I hate dealing with statistics per se. When other people have statistics, we try to find a reason why those don't count. When a person that we like have statistics, we try to find a reason why it should be counted. So my whole thing is, it's a what you feel or don't feel. I feel no at this point. So the statistics don't make me one bit of difference because we don't always use statistics. We always use them when we want to justify something.
Yeah.
And when it's somebody else that we may not like or not feel the same way about, we say, oh, you can't always just go by the statistics. So in this situation, I don't believe you can just go by it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, there's like an obvious hierarchy, right? There's like the elite guys. Then there's kind of that next level of really good quarterbacks. And then you kind of get into the Kirk zone, right? Of like that third tier, maybe 11 to 16. And I think in his starts, in three starts, they're averaging 28 points. They're 2-1. I think he qualifies in that next tier for me. What's next, Cody?
All right, next one we've got true or false. The Washington football team offense will finish the season with a higher ranking than the defense.
Well, based off of now, hell yeah.
Yeah.
True.
I mean,
if we look at that, we look at the first four games, the offense has been drastically better.
But will they finish that way?
I think probably so. I think that the offense is going to begin to balance out when they start playing better defenses, but we're also playing better offenses.
Right.
And the offenses that weren't great have been very good against our defense. So I believe that, yes, it still happens.
Just some quick stats here. The offense is 11th in the league in points per game with 25.3. The defense is 30th in the league in points allowed in 30.5.
Damn, that's damning. 11th versus 30th.
Yeah.
I believe the offensive performance is replicable. Like, I think they can continue to produce at around this level. I think the injuries will be a factor. I also think the defense should be much better. And maybe at some point I need to stop believing that. Right? Like at what point is this just who the defense is? And it's not just a matter of correcting the small mistakes like we keep hearing.
But I still look at it like this. Like we talked about a lot before the season started that we're not playing a lot of Ben DiNucci's. We're about to start playing the better offenses in the league.
Totally.
And those things that need to be corrected is not an overnight thing. And it's not one thing that needs to be corrected. It's multiple things that need to be corrected. So I believe as you start playing the better offenses, if those things are not corrected, it's going to be worse.
Totally. I mean, this feels like a different lifetime, but there was talk of the Washington football team having the best defense in football, right?
Yeah.
Right now, the best defense in football by a wide margin is the Buffalo Bills. They have two shutouts in their last three games, right? The Bills are giving up 216 yards per game. Washington is giving up 417 yards per game. That's 200 yards difference. The Bills are giving up 11 points per game. 11. Washington is giving up 30 and a half.
Yeah, that's
that is a wide, wide margin. Let's dig into that. Let's dig into that.
And one field goal. I always say Coach Gibbs used. We're giving up 30.
It's crazy. Let's dig into that next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.